It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As you know by now, on Tuesday, the president responded to news that North Korea's nuclear capabilities are increasing with the chilling pronouncement.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
In response, North Korea said Wednesday that it will complete its plans for a missile strike near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam in mid-August. The North Korean state-run news agency said President Trump, quote, let out a load of nonsense about fire and fury, adding, quote, sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy bereft of reason, and only absolute force can work on him. Trump's remarks prompted North Korea to say it was considering plans to fire four intermediate-range missiles to land 18 to 25 miles from Guam, home to about 163,000 people, and a U.S. military base that includes a submarine squadron, an air base, and a Coast Guard group. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert held a briefing on Wednesday. She defended the fire and fury rhetoric voiced by the president.
Given those provocations from North Korea, which has been belligerent in the extreme, granted, stipulated, is it helpful or unhelpful for the president to use the kind of language that we have seen previously coming from Kim Jong-un, not from presidents of the United States? Is he exacerbating
the president
problem?
Spoke to him, to Kim Jong-un, in a language that Secretary Tillerson has said, and said this morning, in the kind of language that Kim Jong-un will understand. We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference, where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy. I know you all want to obsess over statements and all of that and try to want to make a lot of noise out of that, but what is important to keep in mind is that this diplomatic pressure at ASEAN, at the meeting of the 10 Asian nations along with the United States, came to a joint agreement and a joint statement and put out a very strong condemnation of North Korea. We are all singing from the same hymn book.
One reporter took issue with her characterization of the media coverage as obsessed.
I take issue with your choice of the word obsess. I mean, we're not obsessing about this. This is the president of the United States threatening a nuclear-armed country, whether you want to accept it or not, a country that is armed with nuclear weapons, with fire and fury, the likes of which the world has never seen. I don't think that it's obsessing to want to know what to have a further clarification of exactly what that means and whether or not it means that you're preparing to send fire and fury raining down on the North Korean regime.
And I'll let the president's statement stand for itself.
Okay. But I mean, it's not obsessing to want to know more.
You know
what I
see a packed room of journalists here, and normally there aren't half as many as there are here today.
Nauert read a statement from Secretary of Defense James Mattis and said the U.S. is all talking with one voice.
We've had a few statements that have come out today. Secretary Mattis addressed this very issue in a pretty strong statement that he issued earlier today. I'll just read a little bit of it to you in case you have missed it. The United States and our allies have demonstrated capabilities, an unquestionable commitment to defend ourselves from an attack. Kim Jong-un should take heed of the UN Security Council's unified voice and statements from governments the world over who agree that DPRK poses a threat to the global security and stability. The DPRK must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down its pursuit of nuclear weapons, and it goes on. I think the United States is all talking with one voice.
Trump's deputy assistant, Sebastian Gorka, took it a step further.
He's saying don't test America and don't test Donald J. Trump. We are not just a superpower. We were a superpower. We are now a hyperpower. Nobody in the world, especially not North Korea, comes close to challenging our military capabilities.
Details are still unfolding about the FBI's early morning raid of the Alexandria, Virginia apartment of Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's former campaign chairman. The Fed seized documents and other materials related to the special counsel investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The search warrant indicates investigators may have argued to a federal judge they had reason to believe Manafort couldn't be trusted to turn over all records in response to a grand jury subpoena. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has increased legal pressure on Manafort. Manafort's allies fear that Mueller hopes to build a case against Manafort unrelated to the 2016 campaign in hopes that the former campaign operative would provide info against others in Trump's inner circle in exchange for lessening his own legal exposure. The president continues his so-called working vacation at his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. The only thing on his public schedule on Thursday is lunch with Vice President Mike Pence. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Be sure to check out The Nicole Sandler Show Tuesdays through Thursdays, 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.